We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Saturday Telegraph. It's been revealed a $1 million bounty had supposedly been put on Bilal Hamzi's head before he was gunned down in the CBD on Thursday night. 5 days ago, police officers knocked on the front door of Hamzi's city apartment and warned him his life was in danger. But in line with his family's staunch opposition of cooperating with law enforcement, Hamzi rebuffed the olive branch. His death is the second senior figure murdered within the Hamzi family in 8 months, and New South Wales police are on high alert. The tensions in the southwest will erupt as the victims' associates look for retribution. And you can read more with a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. A drug which seeks out and destroys the beta-amyloid proteins that form plaques in the brain and destroy neurons has been given accelerated approval for use in the US. It's the ray of hope 300,000 Australians a year diagnosed with Alzheimer's have been praying for, a drug that may halt the deterioration of the brain. And in positive signs for patients and their families, submissions for the approval of the drug are before the Therapeutic Goods Administration in Australia. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Homes are selling within days and even hours of coming to market as a shortage of stock and overwhelming demand drives down the time it takes for property to be sold. Real estate agents report buyers terrified of missing out has seen the average days on market in Sydney drop to a record low of 25 days, as revealed in realestate.com.au's latest housing market indicators report. Areas in Blacktown, Parramatta and the southwest had the fastest selling suburbs. Dean Park had the lowest days on market for houses at 11, followed by Eaglevale in the southwest with 12 days. And to the NRL, Raiders halfback George Williams has broken his silence, saying all he wanted was some help, but instead he was shown the door. He'd put on a brave face, but was finally at breaking point as he battled homesickness and a desire to return to his native England at the end of the season, despite a year remaining on his contract. At first, he felt supported, but in a matter of weeks, Williams had played his last game as a Raider when the club released him on May 25. He flew back home yesterday, just halfway through his contract with Canberra. That's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au, and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.